This episode is brought to you in part by Postmates, your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Whatever you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the United States and offer delivery for all the restaurants, grocery, and convenience stores and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need 24 hours a day. 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even know where the store is. Postmates will deliver. Download the app on iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON.
You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This episode is being dropped on the 9th day of October, 2019, where we'll be discussing the Rays and Astros game and taking a quick peek at the showdown of the National League as the Cardinals and Braves and Nationals and Dodgers all want to play in the NLCS, but only two will be able to do it. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the places you get your shows, we can get it. You can find us on the website, Locked On MLB. Check us out on Twitter and on Instagram at those same handles. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network where it really is your team every day. I am at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So I'm recording this just as the Rays and the Astros are getting started. The Rays want to extend the American League Division Series to a showdown, do or die, Game 5 in Houston, which will be played on Thursday. The Astros want to end this. They want to end it right here. They want to end it right now. They want to end it with Justin Verlander and find their date with the New York Yankees in a matchup of titans in the American League Championship Series. You know what's going to happen. You've already existing in the universe where this game is over. You already know. I don't know anything. When I'm recording this, it is the top of the first in Tampa, and there's no score. And some people might say there are no fans in Tampa Bay. A lot of people trash the fans. Even listening to the Rays local broadcast, all they seem to talk about is attendance and everything like that. I'm sick to death of that. The Rays are a terrific team. They're a gutsy team. They've played terrific ball the last few years. And they played great ball this decade. A bunch of trips to the postseason. Really exciting brand of baseball. And they have truly devoted fans who show up to the game. Do they have the biggest attendance? No, but the fans who show up there are devoted to their team. They love their team. And they never get the credit for it. So if you said to yourself, well, you know, Tampa Bay, do they even have any fans? Do anyone even show up? The answer is yes, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to give a call to my friend Barbara. Barbara is a big fan of the podcast. She was a fan of the Old Sully Baseball podcast as well. She's a big Tampa Bay Rays fan, and guess where she is tonight? She's in the Trop. She loves her Rays, and she's in the Trop. So I'm going to give her a call and find out what's going on and get a little bit of the vibe there. Now, I'm going to warn you, I'm going to call her on my phone. I'm not going to be using Skype or Zoom. She doesn't have a Skype session set up on her phone. So the quality of the phone call may be a little bit lower than what you're expecting on a Skype or Zoom call. But what do you expect? All right, we're doing this kind of impromptu here. So the next voice you'll hear will be me having a conversation with my friend Barbara, who's at the game.
So tell us, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Yep.
Where are you sitting and what's going on?
I'm about 8 rows behind the Rays bullpen.
Nice. So give me the vibe. What's it like? Is it a packed house? What's the energy like there at the Trop?
It is extremely loud. I can barely hear you, actually. Everybody's got their yellow towels and cowbells, and there's actually a lady, like, six rows in front of me using a giant cheese grater as a noisemaker, and I'm, like, really impressed with it.
Wow. You folks, you show me another fan base that brings cheese graters to the playoff game. That's uniquely Trop.
Yes. It's a large cheese grater. I can't believe they let her in with it, but it's completely cool.
Nice. So, and is there, what's the overall mood there? I mean, is it a sense of, I can't believe we made it to game four? Is it, oh my God, let's try to pull this thing off? Is there a sense of satisfaction that they didn't get swept? Or is there a sense of, oh boy, it's go time right now? What's the general mood there?
I think it's all of that because, I mean, people are just excited that they won. It's mostly Rays fans, actually. I see a few horns, but it's mostly Rays fans. It's really full. I've seen it this full, like, on opening day, but I've never, not since 2013 anyway. I haven't seen a crowd like this into it. I think people are just, like, super happy to be here, super happy to be at a playoff game again. I am.
Is this your first Rays playoff game?
I was at the 2013 ALCS game, game three against the Red Sox, where Lobaton hit a walk-off into the Rays tank.
I have no memory of that game, of the Lobaton home run. I've erased that from my mind. That game never happened.
Okay, you did the flashy thingy thing from Men in Black then.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so
all right.
The place is electric. They jumped on Verlander early. How shocking was the Kiermaier home run yesterday? Because it looked like it was just going to be more of the same, Astros dominating them, and suddenly Kiermaier hits that three-run homer, and the Rays are in it.
Yeah, no. It was like, because Altuve hit that home run, and it's just like, okay, been here before. Here we go again. But at least we're here. And then, Kiermaier, I mean, you're not expecting it from him necessarily. He needed it. We needed it. It was very exciting to suddenly have more than one run and more runs than the Astros had, like, all at once. It's crazy.
All right, well, look, I don't want to take you away from a rally. I'm all good luck, Charm. You may want to have me on for all nine innings. But, hey, look, Barbara, I love how much you love the Rays. I love how much you love the Trop. And have a great day. And have a great game there. And everyone listening already knows what happened. You and I don't. But, continue rooting for your Rays and represented what I think is a neglected and disrespected fan base.
Damn right.
All right. All right. Well, have a great game. Thanks a lot, Barbara. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Wow. Well, the game just ended, and I got a text from dear Barbara saying she's glad that we record that in the early innings because her voice is gone. Who saw that coming? Who saw that coming? Who saw Justin Verlander wet in the bed? Now, I can jump on the second-guesser bandwagon about starting Verlander in short rest. And I was surprised they started him on short rest because there was no reason to panic. Even if they started Urquidy, is that how you pronounce his name? If they started him, the worst-case scenario is you have a rest-and-ready Verlander for Game 5. And the best-case scenario is Urquidy pitches well and the Astros wind up winning the game. And you have Verlander and Cole game 1 and 2 against New York. But they did go with Verlander. And the second-guesser delight could be if they started Urquidy and you said, and he gets bombed. So, well, why didn't they start Verlander? Go for the jugular. Give the team a chance to win the series. Have a few days off before the New York game. So, I mean, there's a little damned if you do, damned if you don't. And Verlander got smacked around. You know, he was down 3-0 after one. He let up, but he got out of some jams. It could have been a lot worse. And in the end, Tampa, did you pitch? Retweet this podcast if you pitched yesterday, because they had everyone in their moose pitching, including the defending Cy Young Award winner. Snell came in to get the final two outs and the save. I love it when random people get saved, or people that you're not expecting get saved. Then that's what happened. Avisail Garcia got his four hits. Tommy Pham, to me, was the player of the game because that home run early just set the tone. Like, nope, we came here to play. And so here we go. 4-1. Houston, you know, obviously you can do Houston. You do have a problem. But do you know what? Take a look at this team and take a look at me now. The Houston Astros are on the brink. And all the pressure is on Houston. It's funny. The eighth day of October is the anniversary of the St. Louis Cardinals upsetting the Philadelphia Phillies in the 2011 Division Series. And with that in mind, that team, that Philadelphia team, reminds me of this Houston team in that they had won a World Series recently, but they had assembled a super team with an unbelievable cast of aces. They had Halliday, they had Lee, they had Oswalt, they had Cole Hamels. I mean, they were stacked, and it looked like they were going to stampede all the way to the World Series. And this plucky St. Louis team won the wild card and stunned them in the final game. Now, they don't have a Chris Carpenter. Tampa doesn't have a Chris Carpenter the way St. Louis had a Chris Carpenter. But here we go. All the pressure in the world is on Houston. When Jose Altuve hit that home run in the first inning of Game 3 of the Division Series, it looked like this was a formality. This was a sweep. And yet, here we are. I say 2004. I say 1986. I say 1991. If you're a baseball fan, you think of that postseason. And wouldn't you want to have memories, vivid memories of those events and being there live if you can make it? Well, guess what? That's where Vivid Seats comes in. They're an online event ticket marketplace, and you can get the best seats, and it's dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that will last a lifetime. I was at the 2004 playoffs at Yankee Stadium. I will never forget those. It's the greatest baseball experience of my life. It's great watching on TV, but when you're there, and you need Vivid Seats, which helps fans find their seats to any live event, not just sports, but concerts, theater, and more, all through the Vivid Seats apps. And they offer great prices, an easy purchasing experience, and an in-app loyalty program that has all sorts of statuses, ranging from MVP to Hall of Famer. And customers can earn up to 10% and up to 16% on all their purchases. So here's what you do. You go to the Apple App Store or to Google Play and download the Vivid Seats apps. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program, and you'll enjoy credits on their purchases as part of the Vivid Seats Rewards. Make new memories, great memories! And remember that all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by 100% guaranteed. Come on, make those memories will last a lifetime, and get help from Vivid Seats.
All right, I know my mom is listening to this, so Mom, just do me a favor and skip ahead a little bit. That'd be great. Thanks. All right, everybody else, let's talk about sex. Good, ready-to-go sex. Now, you can increase your performance and build up your confidence. Everyone but my mom, listen up. I'm talking about BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, so you know they work. Take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach, while stuck in traffic after a Dodger game. I don't judge. They're chewable, and they work twice as fast as the pill, so you know you'll be ready quicker than a manager can make a pitching change. Now, everyone I know has tested it, and I have many trustworthy friends who confide with me very personal details. They all tell me it gives them a little extra, and it works great. Now, we baseball fans, we know all about getting a little edge with performance enhancers. And this is just isn't for people who can't perform. This is for anyone who wants something a little extra. Look, Blue Chew is prescribed online, ships to your door in discreet package, no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, no awkwardness. In fact, the only awkwardness involved in Blue Chew is knowing that my mom is probably still listening. Made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. All of that just by going to BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Once again, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Try it for free. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, and faster choice. Thank you for sponsoring the Locked On MLB podcast. So if you like winner-take-all games, and Lord knows I do, then we have ourselves a great day today, the 9th. You have the Cardinals and the Braves. You have the Nats and the Dodgers. And then, of course, on Thursday, you have the Rays and the Stros. Now, the Stros are obviously going to start Gerrit Cole in that game. The Rays, who knows who they're going to start? I don't know. Neither do you. So let's take a look at the two games that are being played today, however. Flaherty's pitching. Fulton Eiwitz is pitching. That wonderful matchup of the Game 2 pitcher's duel is what we have on tap. Fulton Eiwitz was outstanding. And if the Braves win, they don't have an MVP of the series, which is bizarre to me. I give it out on sullybaseball.wordpress.com. And if the Braves win and Fulton Eiwitz pitches well again, he would make a tremendous case to be the series MVP. So would Dansby Swanson, for that matter. You know, it's futile to pick these games, to make predictions in this, because it's one game. I mean, it is the definition of a coin toss. And when you look at the pitchers who are going, Flaherty, Fulton Eiwitz, Strasburg, Buehler. And you know that it's all hands on deck. You know, keep in mind, the Nats had an off day between Scherzer's wonderful game on Monday and the Wednesday game today. It is not outlandish to think that Scherzer could come out and potentially pitch an inning or two. It is expected that Clayton Kershaw will come in and pitch an inning or two for Los Angeles. It's funny that both LA and Houston have all the pressure in the world on them because they're expected to go to the World Series. I picked the Yankees to go to the World Series, but I think most people were leaning on a rematch of the 2017 World Series. And what a calamity it would be for the Dodgers if they get eliminated in the Division Series. But nothing would be as stunning as the Astros being eliminated by Tampa Bay. And you know the Yankees are salivating at the idea of that game going long and all the pitchers being worn out. Then you have St. Louis versus Atlanta, which has been the best series so far, I think, the most dramatic series so far. Here's what I want. I have reasons to want every team for today's games to win. I want the games to be exciting, and I want them to be so memorable that they become the blank game. You know what I mean by that? When someone comes in and gives such a great performance, or hits such a clutch hit, or has such a great postseason pitching performance, that their performance is forever linked with that game, even in the light of other people shining. An example of that was Pedro Martinez in Game 5 of the Division Series in 1999, coming out of the bullpen and throwing 6 no-hit innings. In that same game, Troy O'Leary hit 2 homers. But no one ever calls that the Troy O'Leary game. That's the Pedro Martinez game. Whether it's the, you know, obviously things like the Dave Roberts steal, obviously there's things like the Aaron Boone homer, but just a moment, the Edgar Martinez double, a moment, the Chris Burke walk-off homer, a moment that will freeze this best-of-five series and give the illusion of it being an all-time classic. Because even if a series is a turkey,
and that has not such great games. But the finale, the winner-take-all finale, is great. It makes the other games seem terrific as well. An example of that would be the Cubs-Indians series just a few years ago, which really wasn't that great a series. There was a bunch of blowout games in that. And, you know, most of the Indians' wins in that series were blowouts, and Game 6 was a very bad loss. But because of the finale, it's an all-time great. Same with the other Indians' loss to Florida back in 97. That was a weird World Series. But because the finale was great, people remember that as a really tight World Series. So here we go. We have three winner-take-all games that are going to be played in 2 days. And nobody knows anything except that the Yankees are going to be involved. Are the Yankees going to Houston, or are the Yankees going to host the Rays? And what's going to happen with all the National League teams? Should I make predictions? Sure, why not? They're worthless, but that's the sort of thing you do on a podcast, is you do silly things like make predictions. So what are my picks for today? Let's see. I do think the Cardinals are going to win. That's not me hating on the Braves. I got someone saying to me, why don't you respect the Braves? Wrote a tweet to me and said, you don't respect the Braves. And someone wrote a tweet and said, why do you hate the Cardinals? So I really can't win. I picked the Cardinals to win this series. I think Fulton Nawitz had a great performance his first game. I don't know if he's going to give them two great performances. I think Flaherty is really great. I think he's going to reach back and throw a great game. Nats, Dodgers. I don't know. I mean, that's the weight of this series could fall upon Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw, and the fact that Steven Strasburg has been unhittable. I'm going to pick the Dodgers. I picked the Dodgers to win the World Series. Teams face adversity. The Astros face adversity in the in the ALCS. In 2017 against the Yankees. The Royals faced adversity going 5 against Houston in the 2015 Division Series. You know, you face adversity. And if the Dodgers want to be a championship team, you got to do it. So this is not a swipe at the Nats. If they're the team that I think has, I picked them to win the World Series all year. I picked them to win the Penn at the beginning of the postseason. I'm going to stick with it. As for the Nats versus the Astros, I think Gerrit Cole is going to be too much. The Astros versus the Rays, I'm sorry. I think Gerrit Cole is going to be too much, but who knows? The Rays have nothing to lose. They've already clinched everything they thought they were going to clinch. Much like that 2011 Cardinals team who forced that Game 5 thanks to the rally squirrel. And then faced Roy Halladay and won a 1-0 game. And the Phillies haven't been the same since. Can the Rays win? Of course they can. Can Gerrit Cole stink? Justin Verlander stunk today, and nobody saw that coming. So here we go. Baseball is great. Baseball is glorious. And man, I hope you got some sleep, because we're going to be watching a lot of games in the next bunch of days. And hey, thanks, Barbara, for being part of the show. Hope you enjoyed listening to yourself on the show. And boy, oh boy, if you go to another Rays game this year, that means it'll be the ALCS. That's wild. So, follow us on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also on Apple, Google Podcasts, Player FM. You know how to do it. You know where we are. Thanks for Vivid Seats. Thanks for Postmates for sponsoring the show. And you can follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB. Same for Instagram. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. This has been the Locked On MLB Podcast for the 9th day of October, 2019. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.